Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben. A lot of you have asked me the question on social media. You can always send me your questions. I love it when I get them from you. What's next? What happens? What are the takeaways from this shocking moment when Hunter Biden's plea deal evaporated, exploded into thin air? I'm going to explain to you exactly what is next. But before I get into that, there's some other big breaking news that is not being covered right now, and I want to bring it to you. Congressman Jim Jordan has just obtained Facebook files, and these files are now showing that the White House pressured Facebook to censor specific Americans that they didn't like that were saying things online, and they did it. These never before seen emails from within, meaning internally at Facebook, have now been obtained by the House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jim Jordan, and is now shedding light on how the White House and specifically Biden appointed government officials pressured the tech giant to infringe on the First Amendment rights of countless Americans that they didn't like politically. Breitbart is now reporting that Facebook initially resisted the Judiciary Committee's subpoena of internal communications about White House pressure. That led the committee and the chairman, Jim Jordan, to schedule a vote to hold Mark Zuckerberg in contempt of Congress if his company did not turn over the documents that they have requested. After this threat of congressional censure, Facebook appears to have turned over those required documents, which reveal more of the Biden administration's furious pressure campaign against the company to suppress discussion about important issues that are affecting Americans. Now, we're not just talking about the Biden crime family. I want to be very clear. We're also talking about things like vaccines, COVID, the list goes on and on. In other words, if the White House has an agenda item or has a narrative out there or something that they do not like, they just went straight to Facebook and said, hey, here's the person we need you to shut down. And Facebook did it. Representative Jim Jordan posted the material in a long thread earlier today, saying in April of 2021, a Facebook employee circulated an email from Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg to the CO, the chief operating officer, Sheryl Sandberg, writing, quote, we are facing continued pressure from external stakeholders, including the Biden White House, to remove posts. In another April 2021 email, Nick Clegg, Facebook's president for global affairs, informed his team at Facebook that Andy Slavitt, a senior advisor to President Biden, was outraged that Facebook did not remove a particular post. When Clegg countered that removing content like that would represent a significant incursion into traditional boundaries of free expression in the U.S., Slavitt disregarded the warning and the First Amendment. No surprise there that this White House doesn't believe in your First Amendment rights. What happened next is the big question. Facebook then panicked. In another April 2021 email, Brian Rice, which is Facebook's vice president of public policy, raised the concern that Slavitt's challenge felt, quote, very much like a crossroads for us with the Biden White House in these early days, quote unquote. But Facebook wanted to repair its relationship with the White House to avoid adverse action, saying this, quote, given what is at stake here, it would also be a good idea if we could regroup and take stock of where we are in our relations with the White House and our internal methods too. So Facebook gets pressure. White House basically puts out, in essence, a threat. Facebook understands this threat. Facebook then decides to do whatever the White House decides to do. Now, Representative Jordan also revealed that the White House demanded to know why Facebook had not censored a clip, listen carefully, from Tucker Carlson's show on Fox News. In response, Facebook was, quote, ready to tell the White House that it had demoted a video, meaning that you can't find it easily. It's not put out there on people's timelines. In other words, if a big tree falls in the forest and no one's around, did it make a noise? That's what Facebook did to Tucker Carlson's video. They demoted a video that was posted by Tucker Carlson by 50%, quote unquote, in response to the White House's demands, even though the post didn't violate any of Facebook's policies. So in other words, the White House could just say, hey, we don't like this. It doesn't break any of Facebook's policies. And Facebook would then take it down anyway. Jordan also revealed that the U.S. Surgeon General also intervened to ask why Facebook had not censored the so-called Disinformation Dozen, a group of accounts questioning official COVID-19 policy. The Judiciary Committee chairman also noted how difficult it was to obtain the information from Facebook, and we now know why. Facebook, this was such damning information that every single person that's listening now understands that Facebook was literally taking orders from the government to silence people who broke no rules at all, solely based on what you were saying. That is a violation of your free speech. Quote, only after the committee announced its intention to hold Mark Zuckerberg in contempt did Facebook produce any internal documents to the committee, including these documents, which prove that government pressure was directly responsible for censorship on Facebook, Jordan said. Before I do that, let me tell you about our good friends over at COVIDtaxrelief.org. Look, you did the tough thing during COVID. You paid your people and pulled your business through the pandemic. And now doing the tough thing could qualify you for a $26,000 per employee at COVIDtaxrelief.org. Government funds are available to reward companies with two or more employees who stayed open during COVID. This is not a loan, and you don't have to pay it back. Look, this program is complicated, but nobody knows more about it than the CPAs and tax experts at Consumer Tax Advocates. The best part is you pay nothing up front. They do all the work, and then they share a percentage of cash that you get. Businesses of all types, including nonprofits and churches, can qualify, including those who took PPP loans, even if you had increases in sales. You did the tough thing for your employees during COVID. Let COVIDtaxrelief.org help get you up to $26,000 per employee. Visit COVIDtaxrelief.org. That's COVIDtaxrelief.org. COVIDtaxrelief.org. Now, you put this into comparison with where we are now with social media. Anytime you put something up there that they don't like, they will silence, censor you, destroy your account, and threaten to shut down your account forever. How do I know this? It just happened to me. I posted an article, or actually a picture, that dealt with Hunter Biden. The people at Facebook clearly didn't like it. Now I have a warning on my account that tells me that there is a chance that my account could be shut down if I have, quote, any more violations. So the 1.2 million people that are on my account right now, they're saying if I have another violation, they may shut down my account forever. The other thing we know is they have completely silenced the reach of our page. How do we know this? We posted a link, for example, to our podcast this morning. There's 1.2 million people on my page. The total interactions is 85. That's it, 85 people. You're telling me that with 1.2 million people, only 85 are going to interact with a post that I have? That's how you know that your page has been basically shut down, even though you have it. It says, when I log in, quote, don't lose your page. If you get a few more community standard violations, you could lose Ben Ferguson forever. That's sad since I'm Ben Ferguson. Nobody wants that. Help out by appealing violations you disagree with, but more importantly, try to share content that follows the rules, they then go on to say. And it says, then your page quality, page is at risk. Yes, page is at risk. So what is my violation? I posted a picture of Hunter Biden from his laptop that they said goes against our community standards. They said that I shared a piece of content because it was a blurred out naked Hunter Biden that went against our rules on sexual exploitation of adults. I'm not joking. Then below that, it says your page is restricted because you didn't follow community standards. We know we're not always right, so if you think we got it wrong, you can disagree with our decision and in some cases get the restriction removed. So we did that. The administration of Facebook disagreed, and they said we're keeping it down. Then under that, it says on our Facebook page, your page is at risk of being unpublished and has reduced distribution and other restrictions due to community standard violations. So I post a picture of Hunter Biden from his own laptop that's been in the picture been used in the media. It is blurred out of anything that would be sexual exploitation of an adult. And Facebook, because it's against Hunter Biden, accuses me of breaking the rules on sexual exploitation of adults. The same picture I use, which is blurred out, is the same picture that's been used on the news. So the question is that censorship? I'll let you decide.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Two-thirds of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable. So you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer, or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including 4 AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once, and 2 USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to four, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to fourpatriots.com/Ben. That's the number fourpatriots.com/Ben. Now, if you apply what I just told you, that Jim Jordan has exposed with Facebook to the Hunter Biden investigation that's now the Biden crime family investigation, it actually makes a lot of sense. This is why Hunter Biden believed, and his lawyers believed, and the DOJ and the FBI and everybody else involved in this cover-up believed they could get away with it. Because they could silence and censor any story they believed before it got too big. In fact, they could silence and censor the biggest stories we've ever seen politically since Watergate. Now, if you look at Watergate and you go back and you actually just remember Watergate, go watch any of the movies on it. Go watch anything or the Pentagon files, the Pentagon Papers, for example. You can watch that Washington Post article there. It's unbelievable. I mean, it's truly unbelievable. OK, it's incredible. And what you learn is what you realize is that this story is bigger than all of those. Okay, the story is so much bigger than this story is, than even Nixon and Watergate. What the Bidens have done selling access to America, what the Bidens have done selling us out, not just selling us out, but to our adversaries. Then if you look at them silencing and censoring the story that I'm talking about is a pretty clear story. The story that I'm referencing is the Biden laptop, the Hunter Biden laptop. You got to go back and remember, they silenced the whole damn thing. You couldn't post it. You couldn't tweet it. You could say something about it, but no one would see it on Facebook. All because the government got involved and went to big tech and said, silence it, censor it, shut it down. That's what happened. Like, that's the reality of the situation. And if you're the Bidens, then you probably thought, dude, we can get away with this plea deal. We can get away with this agreement, this proposal for this plea agreement, which will give no jail time to Hunter Biden. And actually, it's the best plea deal I've ever seen because it gave him protection from all other investigations and being charged with any of the other crimes. Like this, you couldn't have written a better deal for Hunter Biden or the Biden crime family. In fact, I would take this a step further. If you knew that you could start a criminal enterprise, you could run that criminal enterprise for decades. And then when you got caught, and if you knew you were going to get caught, like if someone came and said, hey, you can be, you can take bribes from anybody you want to around the world. You can sell access to America, to anybody that's willing to give you cash. But one day you're going to get caught. And when you do, here's what's going to happen to you. You're going to plead out and to these misdemeanors on things that have nothing to do with the worst crimes that you committed. And then you're going to get immunity from all your other sins that you've committed, all the other crimes you've committed in your past at that moment. And then you got to go clean. 90% of, I think, people would take that deal. They would say, let me get this straight. I can start a criminal enterprise. Yes, you can. Okay. So I can start a criminal enterprise. I can do whatever I want to. I can sell American secrets or American favors, maybe is a better way of putting it. And then when I get caught, you're telling me I won't go to jail and you'll give me a plea deal that protects me from all of the worst things that I ever did by charging me with things that are no big deal to the point where I'm not even going to go to jail. Yes, that's what we're saying. Now, if you think about that deal, okay, you think about what that deal means. Every criminal would take that deal. Okay, let's just start with that. Like every criminal would take that deal happily. They would take it because it's the best deal. You can't write it better. Well, now we know what was in this plea deal. Now we know what was in it. And the reason why I know that is because Politico has obtained the document that was laying out the proposed plea deal that the federal judge blocked on Wednesday. I'm going to read from you from Politico. Hunter Biden's plea deal is on hold after a judge raised questions Wednesday about the proposed plea agreement and a related agreement known as a pretrial diversion program. Lawyers detailed aspects of the proposed deal in court, but the documents themselves have not been published on the court's docket. Why? You can ask that question and guess the answer. Politico, however, obtained them and is publishing them here. Politico also obtained a transcript of Wednesday's hearing. It's also published below. Now, under the proposed plea agreement and diversion agreement, Biden would plead guilty to two misdemeanor tax charges and would be able to avoid punishment on a felony gun charge if he stayed out of trouble for 2 years. Like, this is the greatest deal ever. But in a tense court hearing, U.S. District Judge questioned the constitutionality of the diversion agreement and refused to sign off on the deal, at least for now. Lawyers are due back in court in several weeks to revisit the issue. This plea agreement, and it's long, I want to make that clear, okay? This plea agreement is one that is shocking to me, because what it says in there is that, in essence, we're going to hold him accountable for nothing that we know that he did criminally early on. And we're going to hold him accountable for some misdemeanors here that he won't go to jail for. And the fines are not even like real fines. It's almost a joke. That's the deal. When you read it, it also is like, oh, and by the way, if you take this deal, you can't charge him with any other crimes forever and ever, amen, that he did in the past. That's not how this is supposed to work. That's not how any of this is supposed to work. Now, before I get into more of this story, I want to say thank you and tell you about our good friends at Patriot Mobile. Every day, we hear about another familiar brand selling out their customers and going all woke. Americans are sick and tired of having leftist propaganda jammed into every product we consume. Woke mobile companies are no different. For years, probably the cell phone provider you have right now has been dumping millions of dollars into liberal causes, including Planned Parenthood. And you had to deal with it because you had to have a cell phone and there was no alternative. Well, not anymore. Now you can switch to Patriot Mobile, America's only Christian conservative wireless provider, offering dependable nationwide coverage on all three major networks. So you get the best possible coverage in your area, minus the woke leftist propaganda. When you switch to Patriot Mobile, you're sending a message that you support free speech, religious freedom, the sanctity of life, the Second Amendment, and our military veterans and first responder heroes. They have 100% U.S.-based customer service team that makes switching easy. You get to keep your same phone and your same phone number too, or upgrade to a new phone if you want to. Go right now to patriotmobile.com/Ferguson. That's patriotmobile.com/Ferguson. Or call them 878-PATRIOT. That's 878-PATRIOT. Use the promo code Ferguson and you will get the best deals of the year. Patriotmobile.com/Ferguson or 878-PATRIOT. Now, while all of this is happening, okay? While every bit of this is happening, the media is trying to figure out what the hell to do. They don't know how to cover this because they can't decide if they want to get rid of Hunter Biden or Joe Biden because he's such a political liability now, or if they want to just go back to Trump is bad, Orange Man bad, and we'll beat him that way. How do I know this? NBC News' Andrea Mitchell actually apologized to a Democratic senator because she mentioned Hunter Biden and Donald Trump at the same time while having an interview. I wish I was joking. I'm not. Listen.
Though to Donald Trump and Hunter Biden, actually, your reaction as a family friend, as a Delaware senator, as a longtime, you know, intimate of the Bidens, to this, it's more than a hiccup. The deal fell apart, and it has to be put back together again if he's going to figure out a way not to face a trial.
Well, Andrea, you asked me to comment on both Donald Trump and Hunter Biden, and I'll speak briefly to their respective legal challenges. The press is reporting that Donald Trump, former President Trump's lawyers have been notified by Jack Smith that he may well be indicted in the coming day or two. for his alleged role in the January 6th insurrection. And Hunter Biden, as you just referenced, had a hearing in front of a district court judge in Delaware about a plea deal. The judge expressed some real concerns about the supervision of a piece of that agreement that would have allowed Hunter to avoid any prosecution for a gun-related offense. This is a common practice in prosecutions where you're a first-time offender, the offense is related to drug abuse, and you enter into a supervision agreement where as long as you do not reoffend in terms of anything involving owning weapons or substance abuse, that that record is expunged. This was not unusual. But in this particular case, the judge was asking about who is going to supervise that. That piece of it fell apart. I expect that they'll be back in front of the judge with a revised deal in a matter of weeks. Here's what...
Now, listen to Coons here, okay? This is Biden's campaign co-chair, Senator Chris Coons from Delaware, all right? He's asked about the failure to reach a plea deal in the Hunter Biden case. He's asked about this fell apart. This is a big deal. They understand how bad this is. And immediately he's like, oh, this isn't a big deal. Now, he's asked about this and Donald Trump because, right, they need some sort of diversion. And now we're on, you know, grand jury watch for another indictment of Donald Trump because that's what the left does, right? You nail them on something they've done and they immediately say, all right, we'll go after Donald Trump again. We'll charge Donald Trump with some other crimes and that'll take away from the Hunter Biden story. So it's not on the headlines anymore. So we'll go back to Orange Man is bad. That's the plan each and every time.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Two-thirds of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable. So you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. Or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including 4 AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once. And 2 USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben. This second part of this clip is amazing, right? He goes on at the first part. He's like, well, there's no problems here. They're going to figure this deal out. It's going to get done. We're not worried. Everything's fine. However, let me tell you something about Donald Trump. And second, how dare you bring up the two at the same time and acting like they should even be in the same sentence? Listen.
Matters, Andrea. In one case, it is the former president who is trying to be the presidential nominee for the Republican Party who is facing very real legal challenges. In the other case, it's a private citizen, yes, the president's son, but someone who never served in the White House, who had no official role. I think that is a significant difference. None of this that relates to Hunter Biden and his history of substance abuse and his plea deal and the District Court of Delaware relates to President Biden. all of the charges that have already been laid against former President Trump in other contexts and that may soon be further advanced by an indictment directly relates to the conduct of former President Trump, in this case, in office. Conduct that resulted in an armed gang assaulting the building that I am in here in the United States Capitol. So let's just be clear. One is about the conduct of a former president in office, and the other is about a private citizen, the son of the current president. There's a stark difference.
No, you are absolutely correct, and I should not have analogized those two things together in my haste. There's no question that they are of very, very different proportions. There's no comparison. What I meant to be asking you in my defense is, are you concerned about the House Republicans trying to make much of this now and saying that there is something to be investigated that could warrant opening an impeachment inquiry of the sitting president of the United States based on the fact that there is an ongoing...
By the way, can we just stop there? Does it not sound like Andrea Mitchell has now become the female version of Joe Biden? She can barely get a sentence out. Like, it's like she's almost going to fall asleep the entire time she's doing the interview. And then she apologized. She's like, I am so sorry I brought that up that way. I didn't mean to bring that up. You're right. There's no comparison between the two. I would argue, actually, that that's correct, but not for the same logic or the reason they're saying that it's somehow different. I would say that what she's saying is accurate and what she's saying is correct only in the perspective, okay, that what has happened with Hunter Biden and Joe Biden and the Biden crime family is so egregious. Is so egregious compared to what Donald Trump has not done. That is the difference here. And I think everybody understands that. I think everybody should understand it and gets the difference here. The difference is very significant in these two scenarios. It's ridiculous to imply that Hunter Biden is the same as Donald Trump, right? Like, yes, I agree, because what Hunter Biden did is completely, he sold out the United States of America. That's a simple way of putting it. He sold out the United States of America to the highest bidder on multiple occasions, right? On multiple occasions, multiple times, he sold them out. He sold them out and he said, see ya. He sold them out and he was like, yeah, like absolutely. 10 million. Yeah, we'll fire. We'll get people in your country fired and we'll hold up American loans in Ukraine. Chinese communist government. Yeah, we'll take your money. We'd love $1 billion in loans. We'd love millions of dollars to go directly into our bank accounts. That this sounds amazing to us. Absolutely. Let's do it. Sign us up. They are very different. But when you hear Andrea Mitchell, she's apologizing for asking about the two different legal woes. There's also one other thing I want to mention real quick, because I think this is really important so you understand. There was an obsession today that Donald Trump was going to get indicted, and they had like this ticker up on TV of the grand jury watch at a building, a random building on two of the liberal networks today. I saw that. And it just tells you how much the media is willing to carry water for the Biden crime family. Like they'll do anything. They'll change headlines, right? They'll put up a box of a grand jury watch. And so it's like, all right, well, if Joe Biden's bad, then we're going to make sure the other side's bad too. Right? If Joe Biden's in trouble or the Biden crime family's in trouble, then just know we're going to make sure that other people are in trouble too. That's the game plan here. That's how they're going to try to, I guess the best way to say it is survive this, right? This is how you survive it. You put all this together and you say, well, you think our guy's bad. We just indicted your guy. And your guy is Donald Trump. I expect Donald Trump, by the way, to be indicted. I don't know if it's going to be this week. Okay, I'll be clear about that. I have no idea if it's going to be this week. But if it is this week, you got to really sit there and go, come on. You guys can't even fake it for a week. You guys are so desperate to undermine the president of the United States of America, or former President Donald Trump, that you're willing to, when you have the worst week for the Biden crime family, you then indict Donald Trump as political cover? Because that's what it is. There is no shame, by the way, and there are no rules. There is no ethics or morals involved with any of these individuals. They called, for goodness sakes, they called. I mean, you look at the plea deal and what disappeared out of this plea deal. You had the lawyers representing the Bidens call the courthouse and act like they were on the other side to get something taken out so the judge couldn't see it. And they got busted doing that. And no one got sent to jail and no one got disbarred. Now, there is also one last story here which makes me laugh, and that is the White House now. The White House was asked, hey, Hunter Biden now is in serious trouble. Would you guys pardon Hunter Biden? And they're going to lie to you. Listen.
Let me go back to the first question of the briefing. I know you said not a lot's changed since yesterday and that it's a personal matter, but from a presidential perspective, is there any possibility that the president would end up pardoning his son?
No.
I just said no.
I just answered. Go ahead.
By the way, that's a lie. If Joe Biden gets reelected and his son gets indicted for a ton of crimes and charged a bunch of crimes, I promise you he is going to pardon his son. And there's no way to hold him accountable for doing that because he's already won reelection and he's not going to be up for another reelection. Of course, he's going to pardon his son. And by the way, if his son has done nothing wrong, as he describes it, right, and they've never done anything illegal, why would you even have to say, no, I'm not going to pardon him? Because you would stick to that argument. Remember, the White House's narrative has changed. It was first, I never talked about any business dealings with my son. We now know that's a lie. We know they talked business, and we know whistleblowers are saying they have examples of when they lost, and they have evidence to prove that they talked business. So now they've said they've changed the narrative. The new narrative is Joe Biden was never, ever in business with his son. By the way, that doesn't, then the next question is, okay, was he ever in business with his brother? Either of them? Was he ever in business with his sister? Was he ever in business with any of the other people that have been taking money out of the bank accounts from CEFE and from Burisma? So if you're going to say that he's not ever in business with Biden, right, with Hunter Biden, then the next question, the follow-up should have been, okay, well, then was he in business with any of the other Bidens that are involved in any of this corruption? Somebody should have asked that question at the press briefing. Of course, the media didn't. But when they sit there and they're like, oh, well, we're not going to, you know, he would absolutely not pardon Hunter Biden. Of course he would. It's his son. You think Joe Biden, if he wins re-election, is going to give a crap about accountability? No, because there is no such thing for him. He's never running for another election again. You only get two terms as president. Of course he would immediately pardon him to shut all of this down. He's also an old man. What does he have to lose now, right? He doesn't care. These are, again, more lies coming from this White House. Make sure you share this podcast with your family and friends. Please write us a 5-star review as well. And don't forget to share this on social media wherever you are. We'll see you back here tomorrow.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores. The
stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.